Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have Dr. Tamara Sheffield with me, Medical Director for Immunization Programs at Intermountain Health. And Robin Scribner is here, the co-founder and director of Outreach for Tech Moms. I wanted to see Dr. Sheffield before we change topics. Did you want to say anything about the cost of free? That's just such an interesting thing to me.
You know, and I guess I can do an illustration on this because I believe all of our computerized interactions are transactions. And we have to know if they are worth it to us. I am personally in the process of learning a language where I could have spent time in a book, not having all the tools in terms of someone who will say the words to me and who will let me write it. But I'm using, one of those apps, the Duolingo app, that to actually do this. And there's a transaction there because I get it for free as long as they can keep asking me each time after each lesson, do you really want this for free or do you want to pay for it? And so I have to take time each time to say, you know, I have decided right now I'm doing it on the free and I'm willing to take that 30 seconds of being asked to continue to get it for free. So there's a transaction here, but I'm getting a tool that is helping me do something that I would not have had the chance to do otherwise, just in my own personal learning. And it's a game because I'm keeping a streak going every day. I'm working on this and I'm out 90 days working on my Danish and I'm excited about it. It's so fun. But that to me is something I'm willing to do a transaction back and forth, knowing that I am there's a cost to my time in order to be able to get this for free. And as long as it's in front of my mind, I'm okay to have those transactions and make those decisions. But I think there's many of things we don't understand and that are hidden behind that in terms of our time. And I would love to make myself more strict about less social media time and invest that in good books and in good activities and in creating and being creative and doing other things. So yes, we do have to be very conscious of what our trade-offs are because our time is valuable.
Bravo. I before the time is gone, I want to ask you just a little bit about this. Curious, I was reading about some of the business leaders here in Utah that were talking about the issue of when the private sector should step up to address societal issues. And it happens, I think, more than most of us are aware of, that there's a big societal issue and business is directly affected. So they don't wait for the city or the county or the state or some other entity to go in there and do something. They do it themselves. It's in their best interest and the community's best interest. What issues fall in that area, do you think, Robin, that these are issues that private business should jump in and get involved with?
I'm not sure if I want to say private business should jump in involved, but the times when I understand, and I absolutely believe that businesses do have the right to get involved. Here in the state of Utah, we have a very active business climate and we are known to be a very business-friendly state, right? Mm-hmm. And so our government wants to keep our businesses happy. Our businesses want to keep their elected officials happy. And I think there's a really synergistic relationship there. When I'm working kind of on the employment side, this is where I focus and spend most of my time. The conversations that I'm having with business leaders really revolve around how can we attract and retain talent here in the state? Obviously, that's a prime driver, a prime force of interest for all of our businesses. And so they are really caring about issues like environmental wellness, our water issues, our air quality, and protecting our beautiful lands, our beautiful mountains, our trails, all these things that we have. We know we've had a lot of surveys that show that people want to live in Utah because of our quality of life, especially in our outdoor recreation. And so I see businesses getting involved in those areas. One thing that some businesses get involved with, and I wish many more would, was the issue of childcare. This is really an issue very close to my heart, is I'm working with professional women who want to have thriving careers, but because we live in a childcare desert, we have all these challenges with our childcare. More businesses, and childcare is such a thorny issue that it needs to be addressed from the public sector, from the private sector, from the nonprofit, so many areas. So childcare, the health of our environment, and other issues that affect women. This is what I'm thinking about. So looking at the gender wage gap, looking at sexual harassment, safety at work, all those issues I think are of prime importance to our businesses, but they really need to be addressed at the policy level, at the state level. So those are some that I think are really important for us to get involved in.
Interesting. Dr. Sheffield, what do you think?
You know, I think we need to do a little bit more of a cut and distinguishment about what we're talking about with private, because public I see as governmental. But when you're talking social issues, if you're looking at the private sector, there's really two different things. There is the for-profit sector and there is the not-for-profit sector. And the not-for-profit sector many times is the best sector to be dealing with all of our social issues. When we have government get involved many times, contracts and prices get very high because you have government pockets to work with. On the private sector that is for-profit, they have investors that need to be paid. The sweet spot here is your not-for-profit organizations, which are community-based, which then focus on making sure that you don't have to be paying out these interest. The interest and the dividends go to the community. And so I think there are many social issues that need to be addressed like that. Even we in healthcare have known that there are social determinants of health, housing, jobs, all those. And so as a healthcare organization, we actually have parts of our organization working on these social determinants of health, making sure that we keep our homeless issues front and center and how we get healthcare to those individuals, how we get affordable housing, how we make sure our patients have many of these social problems taken care of. And so we do have to actually partner with governmental groups, and we partner with other communities and other nonprofits in the community to be able to say, how do we address these things best, which will then elevate our community as a whole and help us be a healthier and more financially viable community. And I think that's where Utah really does work well, is in those partnerships and in those collective ways of dealing with social issues.
Well, you can see where, some cities have had challenges, and we have our own share of policy decisions that lead to things like an enormous homeless population, more than the community can serve, or retail theft, things like that, that in some other places have become real. And you have to think how much of this is a policy problem. Ladies, may I just say, your wisdom and your experience, I learn from the two of you every time you join me. I'm so grateful to both of you. Thank you so much.
This is always such a joy to be able to just talk with you and think more broadly. Thank you for helping us do that, Amanda.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Robin. What a pleasure,
Robin,
learning from both of you.
Will you please come back and see me again, both of you?
Of course.
Of course.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone, and we'll see you back here next week. My thanks to Dr. Tamara Sheffield and Robin Scribner, and we'll see you next Sunday here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.